Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How the Stock Market and Options Trading Can Transform You. From Poor to Rich: Timeless Investing Strategies for Beginners to Achieve Financial Freedom is a personal finance and investing guide aimed at readers who want a practical entry point into stock market investing and options trading. Written by Rolf Strasse. The book presents investing not as a specialist skill reserved for professionals, but as a learnable discipline built on patience, rules, and repeated execution. Its central purpose is to show beginners how long-term wealth can be built through ordinary income, sensible stock ownership, and controlled option strategies such as cash-secured puts and covered calls. The book also stands out for its autobiographical element, since the author uses his own expensive mistakes and decades of experience to explain what tends to work and what does not, rather than relying on jargon or abstract theory. It emphasizes clarity, financial literacy, and a step-by-step approach that makes the material accessible to readers with no formal finance background. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly blueprint for building wealth through stocks and options. The book is structured as an accessible guide for readers who want to move from basic financial uncertainty toward a more deliberate investing practice. Its main contribution is the idea that stock market participation does not have to begin with complexity, high risk, or advanced technical knowledge. Instead, it introduces a framework in which beginners learn how equities and options can work together as complementary tools. Stocks provide a foundation for ownership and long-term growth, while options can add income when used with discipline. This matters because many introductory investing books focus only on passive index investing or only on active trading. But this one combines both in a way designed for ordinary earners. The emphasis is not on quick gains, but on understanding process, risk control, and repeatable decision-making. That orientation makes the book less about speculation and more about building a personal system for gradual financial progress. Secondly, lessons learned from costly mistakes shape the book's risk management approach. A defining feature of the book is the author's use of personal loss as a teaching tool. The reported $150,000 in losses is not presented as a boast, but as evidence that investing mistakes can be expensive and instructive. This gives the book an important practical dimension. It is not teaching from detached theory, but from experience that forced the author to refine rules and eliminate unproductive habits. Readers are encouraged to see discipline as central to any realistic investing plan, especially in options trading where poor judgment can quickly magnify losses. The book therefore stresses boundaries, repetition, and conservative execution rather than impulsive trade selection. In category terms, this is important because many beginner investing books oversimplify risk or present options as inherently dangerous. Here, options are framed as tools whose outcomes depend on structure and behavior. The result is a more grounded lesson. Financial improvement comes not from trying to outsmart the market, but from reducing avoidable mistakes and sticking to methods that can survive real volatility. Thirdly, cash-secured puts and covered calls as income-oriented option strategies. The book's most concrete technical material centers on two widely used option strategies, cash-secured puts and covered calls. These strategies are important because they show how options can be used in an income-focused way rather than only as speculative bets. A cash-secured put can allow an investor to receive premium income while preparing to buy a stock at a chosen price, while a covered call can generate additional income from shares already owned. In the book's framework, these strategies are presented as practical methods for readers who want to make their holdings more productive without moving into highly leveraged or complicated trading. This approach also explains why the book appeals to beginners who may be skeptical of options. Instead of encouraging fast, aggressive trading, it treats options as structured instruments that can support a broader wealth plan. The key lesson is that income generation and prudence can coexist if the investor understands the mechanics, accepts trade-offs, and uses clear rules rather than emotion. Fourthly, financial literacy as a path out of paycheck to paycheck living, beyond specific trades. The book argues that many people remain financially stuck because they never learned how money and markets actually work. This makes financial literacy one of its core themes. The author positions stock market knowledge as a form of practical empowerment that can help readers move beyond dependence on wages alone. That does not mean the book promises easy wealth or unrealistic transformation. Instead, it frames education as the first step toward better choices, more confidence, and greater flexibility. The discussion of money mechanics, wealth building, and ordinary salaries is meant to reorient the reader away from passivity and toward informed participation. This is significant in the personal finance genre because it links investing to autonomy, not just returns. The reader is encouraged to understand dividends, premiums, and ownership as part of a broader system that can create options in life as well as in portfolios. The intellectual value of this theme is that it treats financial knowledge as a necessary skill rather than a luxury. Lastly, plain language and step-by-step teaching make the material usable for non-experts. Another major strength of the book is its presentation style. The available material suggests that it avoids heavy jargon and aims to make investing understandable for readers without a finance degree. That matters because many books in this genre either overwhelm beginners with technical detail or oversimplify to the point of being unhelpful. Here, the emphasis is on clarity, real examples, and implementation guidance. This makes the book especially suitable for readers who want to move from curiosity to action, but need a structured explanation of what to do first. The step-by-step format also reinforces the book's practical identity. The goal is not merely to inspire, but to help readers apply concepts in a repeatable way. By combining plain language with concrete strategies, the book lowers the barrier to entry and increases the chance that readers will actually use the information. In a crowded investing market, that usability is a meaningful differentiator. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners, self-directed investors, and working adults who want a realistic introduction to stock market investing and options trading without dense financial jargon. It is also a good fit for readers who are skeptical about options, but willing to learn how conservative strategies can be used for income and portfolio management. The main benefit is practical clarity. It helps readers understand how stocks, dividends, and selected option strategies can fit into a broader plan for financial independence. Its deeper value lies in the combination of personal experience, disciplined risk awareness, and plain language instruction, compared with many books in the investing genre. It stands out by blending mindset, real-world mistakes, and actionable methods instead of treating theory and practice as separate subjects. The book is not positioned as a shortcut to wealth, and that restraint is part of its credibility. For readers seeking a grounded, beginner-accessible guide to building financial literacy and using options more intelligently, it offers a distinct and usable perspective. If you would like to support Rolf Strasse, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.